Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Hello and welcome to Reign in Love Ministries. This is Pastor Tim Jackson. Amen. Or Overseer Tim, or if you just want to call me Tim. Amen. I'm okay with either one. Amen. Welcome. Amen. My co-host. Amen. The watchman on the wall, Elder G. Brizard. Amen. We thank the Most High for him and his knowledge. Amen. He's here to bag me up as I do on his show. Amen. I thank God for the brother. I thank him for his being here. Amen. Times where maybe I'm not able to be here or maybe I'm short. Amen. In time on being on the air. But I thank God for him for filling in and for helping me out. Amen. The brother has a lot of spiritual wisdom and knowledge. Amen. The most that I've seen. Amen. In many years. Amen. At all. Amen.
God bless you,
brother. He is very knowledgeable. All glory be to the Most High. Amen. He is very knowledgeable in the Bible. Amen. As I must say, he's one of the most knowledgeable men that I've ever met in the Word of God. Amen. I've known plenty of people with knowledge. Amen. Even some people got some seminary training. But God has really blessed him. Amen. With spiritual wisdom and knowledge. And as I told him and Derek before, amen, it's just a shock to me. Amen. This brother is not the overseer of a mega church. It just amazes me. Amen. And that says a lot. Amen. And what it says is that the world, amen, the church has got it backwards. Amen. We are so much into motivational speeches, who makes us feel good, who motivates us to focus on the things that we want versus what God wants for us. Amen. Or, you
amen.
Know, people are just so motivated by people who play on their emotions. It amazes me some of the churches that I go to and some of the things that go on, and I'm like, wow, people are attending these services. Amen. But we are here in this last and evil days to tell you that the King is coming. We are warning the church. We've been warning you now since the beginning of 2020. Amen. Since around April, around there, May. We've been teaching eschatology teaching since May 2020, and we just want you all to get it right. We want you all to be prepared because, Lord have mercy, amen, we say it all the time, amen, we know what's coming to this world. We know the things, the evil weakness that Satan just can't wait to turn loose, amen. There's so many things that we're going to get into, so I don't want to spend too much time in the introductory talking too much, because we got a lot to say and a lot to teach in an hour and a half. Amen. So with that being said, amen, we're going to go ahead and have the brother to bring prayer. And we're going to go ahead and jump into the scriptures. Amen. But before we do, I want to read the scriptures of love. It has been some time since I read the scriptures of love, so I don't want to ever get too far away from that. And that's going to be
That's right.
Amen. That's what it's all about, brother. It's about love. So we want you all to know that we love you. We care for you. This is why we do this week in and week out. Amen. We are bringing this word to you because we don't want nobody lost. Amen. We tell people all the time, hey, teach this to your church. Amen. Take this wisdom and knowledge back to your congregation. Amen. This is what we're here for. For you to take the information that you need to rightly divide the word and share it with the world. Amen. So let's go ahead and read the context of love that was written by Paul, coming from 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verse 31, to 1 Corinthians, the entire 13th chapter. And then we're going to have the brother come with prayer. And we're going to jump right back in the book of Revelation. We said Wednesday this week, we're going to go back through the book of Revelation. And we're going to do this until the King comes. Amen. Until he either calls us home, amen, or until he comes and get us. Amen. Whichever one comes first, amen, we are okay with that, because Paul said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So either way it goes, we have the victory. We love you. We want you to know what's going on. All right, so 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verse 31. This is what it reads. It says, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profit me nothing. Charity suffered long, and is kind. Charity envied not. Charity vaunted not itself, is not puffed up. Do not behave itself unseemly, seeking not her own, is not easily provoked, thinking no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now abide in faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Charity, yes. Meaning love. Lord have mercy. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. Hey, we thank you, brother, for that 12th chapter of, was that 1 Corinthians?
Yes, sir. 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verse 31, the last verse, and the entire 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. Right. Yes, sir.
Well, we thank the Lord tonight for the word. We thank the Lord for this opportunity to come in. We're going to have prayer, and I'm going to turn it back over to you. You can get the ball rolling, but I do want to bow our heads now. I do have a friend listening in on me down the street from me. Amen. I called. Amen. He called me up a while ago, and I gave him a phone number. I said, "Now you got to listen in. You got to stay with us." Amen. He needs the Lord. He knows he needs the Lord. I've been talking to him for the last. Well, I've been knowing him for good years, good many years, and so he's gonna be listening in with us tonight.
Amen.
I hope he can hold. Father, we come to you right now, thanking you, Lord, for this opportunity, for your love that you have given us. We know that in John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish." No greater love than the love of God. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. We thank you, Lord, for Pastor Tim, amen, for his acknowledgement of the word of God, and that he can teach us, that we can learn from him as God give him the anointing. We ask you right now. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for giving us the opportunity to spread the gospel as far as we can. Let somebody know there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And we're going to give you the praise through your son, Jesus Christ, and his shed blood in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, bro.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. All glory be to the Most High for this opportunity. We thank Derek Oliver and his team. We thank Chaos Talk Radio for this platform. Amen. We're going to go ahead and dive right into the word. Amen. We start out in Genesis, the first chapter. Amen. Last week. Amen. So I know that we was talking about, amen, the children of Israel. We've been talking about the tribulation. We've been warning the people. Amen. That Christ is soon to come. Amen. I share with the brother today. And it seemed like, you know what's funny, brother? It seemed like every Saturday before I get on the air, I see something new. That's just like, my gosh, people, you have to wake up and know the times that we are in. It's almost over with. Amen.
It's almost
over. And when I say it's almost over, people think that when we say that, we mean, oh, the world's about to end. No, the world's not about to end. The end of Satan, Luciferian, satanic rule is almost up. At the end of the Great Tribulation, which is also the end of the age of the Gentile, is almost up. At the end of Armageddon, the age of the Gentiles will end. It's over with. The satanic rule for 6,000 years since Adam and Eve, amen. Satan
Amen.
Has ruled this planet. It is almost over with. Amen. This is so important to know because, like the brother said, you're not going to get these types of teaching in the church. The pastors are not teaching this. Amen. So what you have to realize is from Adam to Abraham,
yes,
which
sir.
Was
Go
the
ahead,
birth
brother.
Of a nation. Amen.
Come
which
on.
Was the birth of a nation. Which was who? The birth of Israel. Amen. Started, that was the first 2,000 years. Amen. And from there,
amen.
From Christ, amen. That was the nation of Israel's rule. Amen. And then Christ, from the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ to
yes.
now, we are now in the next 2,000 years. This is the age of the church. This is called the church age. Amen.
Yes.
My dad used to always say every 2,000 years, some type of great event according to the word of God, to the Bible, happens. And we are in that next 2,000 years. Don't doubt it. Amen. Don't second
Amen.
Guess it. Get your soul ready. Amen. And salvation is so easy. People think salvation is difficult. Salvation is easy. It's as simple as Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10. Simply confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. The Bible says that thou shalt be saved. Man, let me go ahead and get to some scriptures because I got some notes here. Let's go ahead and get into some scriptures. Amen. So what I want to talk about, amen, you made a great point Wednesday night about the first prophecy. We talked about that this past week. The
Amen.
First prophecy came from God in the Garden of Eden to
Come
Lucifer
on.
Himself. He prophesied to him. Amen. And
Amen.
Let's go there real quick. You know me, I like to read scripture. Amen. I don't like to let the Bible do the talking. Amen. Let's go to Genesis, the third chapter.
Yes, sir.
Verses 14 through 6. Quickly read what that says. Amen. Look at the time. All right, there we go. We good. It says, and the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field, upon thy belly shalt thou go. And thus shalt thou eat of all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed.
Yes.
He shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow, and thy conception in sorrow. Thou shalt bring forth, in sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire, watch this, shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee.
Mm-hmm.
This is because of the disobedience to who? The Most High God. Now we know that Satan has a more higher price to pay in his role in deceiving Adam and Eve. Amen. And the script Paul said that the woman was deceived. Amen. And then Adam. Amen. But the woman has a lot to account for, which is, it makes me understand more why women go through so much. It's because of what Eve did. Amen.
Yeah.
So we, amen, doctor. When we look at verse 5, we see the main core verse or the key verse. Amen. When he said, now watch this. When he yeah. said that enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed.
Yeah.
Now, when it says that the woman has a seed, we understand that the woman has a seed. Women have children. Women can birth a nation. We understand that. Amen. And we find in this scripture that God was doing some heavy prophesizing from
Ooh,
Genesis
yes,
all the way to Revelation, all the
yes,
way
sir.
Into the thousand-year millennial reign. We know that God was doing some heavy prophesizing. So we know who the seed of the woman is. We're going to get into that. We're going to break down who the seed of the woman is.
Come on now.
But I
come
also
on.
Want you to know that Satan has a seed. You
yes,
said,
sir.
Satan has a seed? Yes, he does.
Come
you
on.
Better believe he does. Satan has a seed that's alive and walking on this earth right now as we speak. Amen.
Thank you.
You better believe it. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Because when the fallen angels came to this earth, the Bible talks about the angels that slept with women. That's the seed of the devil.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Amen.
Break it down.
Man, the Bible, oh, man, the book of Enoch. You better read the book of Enoch. The book of Enoch goes so in-depth on that stuff. I said, Lord, have mercy. And you know that the angels have the ability to shapeshift. They have the ability to make themselves look like men. And that's
Come
what
on,
enticed
man.
Women, because when they came down, they made themselves, they changed themselves to a form to look like men. And these women adored these angels, and they began to sleep with these angels. The women and the angels, they lusted after the women. The women were so beautiful and fine and sexy, too, that they began to
Come
sleep
on.
With the women. Read over there in Genesis, the 6th chapter. It's there. And when they begin to have the children of these fallen angels, they were called Nephilim. They
yes,
became
sir.
Giants. Amen. And we know
Come
that
on.
Some giants, there were some giants that survived after the flood. And I have my
yes,
theory on how they were able to avoid some of them, not all of them, but there was a good number of them, the seed of Satan was able to avoid the flood. Amen. Because I had just found out, brother, in reading the book of Enoch, that Gilgamesh was one of the fallen angels. I did not know that. I was like, and they've been talking about
Come
Gilgamesh
on.
For years. If you go over to Babylon, they got records of this tall being, which was the book of Enoch said he was a fallen angel. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I said, boy, what you looking here? So you know that these fallen angels, they use they have it recorded over in it has to be Babylon. It says Assyria, but Babylon, they have a record that they would use flying machines. Oh, see, y'all not going to get this in your church. They would use flying machines to ascend and descend to the earth. So how do you
Come
think
on.
Those giants were able to avoid, which is the seed of Satan, how they were able to avoid the flood? Some of them had escaped. Now, not all of them, but some of them had escaped. Man, look at here. So the seed of Satan, amen, which we're going to get into in depth another day and time, but I just want to share that with you, that the Bible says that the seed of Satan.
That's what it is.
Amen. That's on this planet right now. The people who are, and understand what the seed is. See, there's a seed. And then there's an engrafted seed. So let me give you an example. There was a nation of Israel which was by birth, just natural, through mankind, through birth.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And then
Amen.
You have the engrafted, meaning those who begin to believe, they became what? Israelites, the children of Israel. Amen. So they was what? Adopted into the family. Amen.
Come on.
But don't you know it's the same thing with the seed of Satan? There are people who are naturally born from the fallen angels, from this seed. Amen. You better look
uh-huh.
it up. They're from this
Come
seed.
On.
And then you got the folks who join the quote-unquote so-called elite, because they ain't as elite as you think they are, the Illuminati.
Come on.
Amen. They have joined these occults through fraternal brotherhoods, through Masonic brotherhood. They've joined these brotherhoods, so they have been what? Adopted into this brotherhood of Satan. They served
yes.
Satan. They have sold their soul. And, brother, I was thinking about this today when I was studying. I said, you know what? These people have sold their soul. They know that they can't come back. And this is the only thing that I could think of. They must have these folks to blaspheme the Holy Spirit so that they can't come back. Amen.
Yes.
There is no way back. Because it's just like the mark of the beast. Once you receive it, you can't come back. Once you receive that mark, that's
back.
It. The lake of fire will be your home for all eternity. That ain't no joke. Amen?
That's
so let's
no
go
joke.
Ahead and get into some more scriptures, because I want to share with you the birth of this nation. Let's go to Genesis, the 22nd chapter. And this is the seed of the woman. Amen? This
Amen.
Is the natural birth. Genesis, the 22nd chapter. We're going to look at verses 15. Through 18. Watch what it says. Genesis, the 22nd chapter, verses 15 through 18. Hopefully I got it right. Amen. I got these scriptures written down. There we go. Amen. This is what it said. Watch what it said. I'm going to show
All
you
right.
something. It said, and the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, said the Lord, because thou hast done this thing, and has not withheld thy son. Did you see that? Thy
uh-huh.
only son. Ooh, don't that sound familiar?
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast what? Obeyed my voice. There go God prophesying again. So when he didn't withheld his son, what does that remind you of? His own son. That reminds you of the Heavenly Father. God so loved the world that he what? Gave his only begotten son. And because Abraham was so faithful and did this, God already knew Christ was coming through this. So it was through Abraham. Amen. The birth of a nation.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Christ. Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Amen. It was through this covenant that he made with Abraham, through Adam and Eve, and that bloodline of the original mankind that God set upon the earth, that Satan and the fallen angels tried to destroy before the time of the flood. Amen.
Lord,
he allowed this seed to come through who? Not only just the nation, but amen. And he protected this seed to come through the line of Judah. Ain't that beautiful?
Woo!
Man, our God is a great and awesome God. Amen. Now I'm going to Matthew 2 and 1. So now I want to show you this actual seed, amen. But the seed was also the nation. But the main seed, amen, was who?
Come on.
Christ,
woo,
the Messiah,
right.
Yahshuah. Amen. Some call him Yahshuah, some call him the Messiah, some call him Jesus, some call him the Christ. Amen. But we know that he is the one that went to the cross and died for my sins and yours. And only because of the blood, we have been redeemed back to our Heavenly Father, that we may reign with him one day and live for all eternity in heaven with the Heavenly Father. Amen. Amen. So let's go there real quick. I'm going to turn to the brother. I got a lot of scriptures to bring to you. I'm going to try to get this out. Matthew's. In the second chapter.
Uh-huh.
We're going to go to verse 1. Matthew's second chapter, verse 1. Let's see what it says. Matthew's 2 and 1. It says, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, amen, Yahshuah,
amen,
of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. Amen. We hear that saying, and a child was born. This is our Savior being born, amen, of the Holy Spirit through the Virgin Mary. Amen. Now keep that thought in mind, the Virgin Mary. Keep that thought in mind. Amen. Now I'm going to go to you also to Matthew 3 and 17. Watch what it says, Matthew, the third chapter, verse 17. And it says, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, and whom I am well pleased. So you see that the Heavenly Father has identified Christ as what? His beloved Son, in whom he is well pleased. Amen. So therefore you know. Amen.
Amen.
You know who the Messiah is. It is Christ that came, amen, for the sin of the world. And God prophesied this way back in the book of Genesis,
way back,
the third chapter, amen. So before I get even further, I'm going to turn over to the brother, let him get some a little bit, and I'm going to come back in, amen. We're going to touch a little bit further on that seed, because I got some things to show you according to Scripture, amen. So, brother,
amen.
Go ahead and touch in, go ahead and tag in, go ahead and go
okay,
in,
I'm gonna touch.
And I'm going to come back.
All right,
go ahead.
Amen, amen. This here is the word of God. God keeps his promises all through the generations. He knew it before he created man. He knew he was going to fall. That scripture that the brother just read, 3 and 15, we're going to deal with a little bit of this here, bruising his head and bruising his heels. What's the difference? This seed that the brother was talking about, these angelic beings called watchers, was on top of Mount Hermon, and they had cohabitated with the human race, and it made the race corrupt. It was so corrupt and so abominable and so wicked that God had to call a man called Noah to cause a flood to come up on the earth and to destroy all of people except, now you check this out, except eight people. The rest of the world was flooded out. God almost practically had destroyed, almost had to destroy the whole human race because of the corruption of the devil. Now, don't get me, don't, you got to get me right on this. The devil is a corrupt fallen cherubim, fell from heaven because he wanted to overthrow God Almighty, and the rebellion is still going on. You can see the rebellion in mankind. Man is wicked today. Man is so wicked. A lot of people don't understand how God can be so merciful that he just don't destroy the whole world now. But see, God is not a God of wrath until the time for it to come. He's a God of mercy. He's a God of love. He's a God of long-suffering. And he don't want to see nobody perish. But here's God made a prophecy in the Garden of Eden and said, now, Satan, I tell you what's going to happen. You are going to bruise my heel. You are going to interpret it. You're going to crucify me through the human race. And the human race is so wicked that when this promised seed came down, whoo, and who was the promised seed? Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is God Almighty in the flesh. God Almighty in the flesh had to come down here to redeem man. He could not redeem it with angels. He could not redeem it with money, gold, silver, or anything on this side of eternity, or nothing on the other side of eternity. He had to come himself, and he had to become what? Human. He had to come human, because when he became human, he had to have a blood system. Woo! And this blood system is the gateway out of hell. It's the only way that a man can escape hell is through the blood of Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So Satan bruised the heel of Christ. He got the whole human race to nail him on the cross, nailed him, hung him, persecuted him, on him, kicked him, denied him, embarrassed him. That's the seed, bruising his heel. Bruising his heel. I mean, they beat Jesus Christ so bad that if you would look at him, you could not identify him as the Son of God. But yet and still, God for so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. That was the promised seed that God made in the Garden of Eden long for 2,000 years till Abraham, from Abraham to the birth of Jesus Christ, 2,000 years. Every 2,000 years, something happened extraordinary. And the first extraordinary was what? Was when Abraham came. The second was when the seed of Abraham descended down through 42 generations, born of a Virgin Mary, and that was Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came to this earth and stayed here 33 1/2 years, buried, died, no, he was crucified, died, went down into the bowels of what? Hell. Jesus Christ went literally to hell, H-E-L-L, a place of torment, a place of resentment, a place that you don't want to go. You don't want to go to hell. And Jesus Christ came to die to save what? Humanity from hell. Because hell is a real place. The location is in the bowels of the earth. And without Satan bruising the heel of Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ coming back from the grave after 3 days, the whole world, even I, even Brother Pim, everybody would have to go to hell. Everybody would have to pay for their own sin. And the wages of sin is death. but the gift of God is eternal life. So this year's promised seed is the hope of my joy, the hope of knowing that one day I'm going to meet the Lord in the air. I'm going to see him for myself because he is God. And since God was manifested in the flesh, seen by angels, justified by the Spirit, and received up into glory, guess what? His heel has already been bruised. He has risen from the dead, and now he's sitting on the right-hand side of the Father, which is in heaven. And then the Lord said, now look, Lucifer, Beelzebub, the old red dragon, the beast, he said, I'm going to bruise your head. I'm going to smash you. I'm going to do you in. Ooh, my God. It's unbelievable what Satan is getting ready to go. He's knowing he's getting ready to go to hell. He's getting ready to what? Be eliminated. Not eliminated out of existence, but he's going to get his head smashed. Now, if you know anything about killing a snake, if you want to kill a snake, the first thing you got to do is smash his head. If you smash his tail, he's going to bite you. So you got to smash his head. And Satan has had what? He has had 6,000 years. He has raised hell on this earth. He have destroyed men, women, boys, and girls. He have what? He have devastated the whole human race to be so wicked because we are living in a wicked age. And it's all because of Adam and Eve disobeyed God. Satan took over the earth. He has had it in possession for 6,000 years. And God said, six works day man shall do work. And on the seventh day, he shall be rest. And now we are living in the sixth millennium. And the sixth millennium is at its end. That's why the Bible said, now we are living in the last days. Now, if you want to smash a head, I tell you how you can smash a serpent's head. Get a steamroller. Put that snake right on that, underneath that steamroller, and let that what? Steamroller smash his head. Well, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, God Almighty himself in the flesh, when he come back to this earth, he's going to smash Satan's head. He's going to do him in. It's going to be more tolerable. It's going to be more than the showdown at OK Corral. It's going to be more than the Pope. It's going to be more than Hitler, what Hitler done. It's going to be more than the Battle of Armageddon because God is going to what? Do away with Satan and cast him into the lake of fire, and there he will burn. He will be tormented. And all the people that follow Satan, all the people that reject the promised seed, reject the birth, death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ will go with him. You know what? People say, well, there ain't no hell. There is a hell. Right. Let me tell you. People say, hell no, hell yes. Where in the hell you going? How in the hell are you? Oh, there's a hell. Don't you let nobody fool you. Woo! Guess what? Right. Black folks can go. White folks can go. Jews can go. Baptists can go. Denominations can go. Occults can go. Because God said, I have no respect to person. He said, whosoever will, let him come. And the world today is rejecting this seed. That's why you got so much killing and murdering and raping, and you got homosexuality, you got lesbianism, you got incest, you got sodomites, you got people having sex with animals, you got have people lying, cheating, backbiting, you got church folks it's in the same position doing what the world doing, and that's why the Bible said, come out. The saints of God, he tells the saints of God, come out from among them and be ye separated. Why? Because you are participating in sin, and sin will damn your soul. What is the worst sin? What is the worst sin a man can commit? The worst sin a man can commit is what? It's to live on this planet for 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 years and what? Reject what? The promised seed. Reject John 3:16, reject the one that dropped his head, he dropped his head and gave up the ghost and went into the bowels of the earth and preached to those in prison. Reject the one that got up on the third day morning with all power in heaven and earth. And a lot of people say, well, I go to church. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't lie. I don't steal. I don't do none of the things. I'm a good person. Well, I don't care how good you are. You've got to receive the promised seed. And Jesus Christ is the promised seed, the only promised seed. There's no preacher,
amen,
no deacon. There's no church liberator, amen, that can save your soul but Jesus Christ. Christ is the only one that can save your soul. Christ is the only one that can give you joy and peace. Christ is the only one that can save your soul from hell. Hell is mentioned in the Bible 162 times. And Jesus Christ, the promised seed, prophesied and told the Pharisees and the Sadducees 70 times. 70 times Jesus Christ mentioned hell. He don't want you to go. He loves you so much. He loved you so much that God gave his only son. And Jesus Christ, after Adam and Eve had failed, he preached the first sermon and had the first Sunday school in the Garden of Eden to tell the world that the promised seed is going to come. And guess what? He came. And if he came the first time, he said, I'm going away to prepare a place. And if I go away, I will come again. And guess what? He's soon to come. The rapture
Amen.
Is just around the bend. Woo! Where the Lord Jesus Christ will what? Descend from heaven with a shout, and the voices of the archangels and the trumps of God shall sound, and the dead in Christ, you hear what I said? I say the dead that died in the Lord, the dead, amen, that gave their life to Christ and they died, they're going to get up out the grave. And we that remain alive that knows Jesus Christ is a personal Savior, guess what? We're going to be changed in a moment of a twinkling of an eye and we'll be caught in the middle of the air, in the air. What is the great event? The greatest event that this year, 2022, it's going to be a hot year. And I believe in my heart, in my mind, in my soul, and I'm going to turn it over to the brother, in my feet, in my toes, in my fingers, Jesus Christ, whoo, I believe. This is personally me now. I know what Brother Tim believes, but I don't know what you believe. I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to split the sky in 2022. And the reason why, this is
amen.
The last generation. We only got 7 more years, and we'll be at 2029. And according to some Bible prophecies and some men who are talking, they said the economy is getting ready to collapse. And you
Come
can
on,
see
doctor.
It in the air. You can feel it in the air. You can read it in the newspaper. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to believe what Jesus Christ said. He said it. Ooh, you ought to believe it and receive it and prepare yourself to meet Jesus Christ. Because let me tell you, and I'm going to give it to the brother. If you miss the rapture, you will face the Antichrist. And he is here on the earth now. He's alive. And he's called himself the promised seed because the devil wants to be like Christ. He wants to do what Christ did. But he's a liar and the truth is not going to believe. And I'm closing with this. Would you believe that when this Antichrist comes, the majority of the world will receive him as the true Christ? He will be the devil. The devil in the flesh. He will become the devil in the flesh. I want to get this in, brother, and I'm going to let you have it. The devil in the flesh, this Antichrist is going to be what? He's going to be killed in the middle of the 7-year period. And he's going to be dead as a doughnut, and there's going to be a war, a divine spiritual war between Michael and the angels of Michael and the angels of the devil, and the devil actually is going to be cast down to the earth and make men become zombies. They're going to infiltrate men's souls that they want to die and can't die. They're going to be people walking around in a day. There's going to be people losing their mind. Why? Because when this judgment comes upon the world, and this Antichrist comes back from the dead like never before, and the world will say, oh, he calls himself God Almighty, but he will be the devil himself in the flesh. And demons, get this now, and I'm going to give it to the brother. The demons, these fallen angels, these wicked spirits, these wicked angels are going to what? Populate the earth. They're already, some of them on here. The Vatican is already dealing with them. Oh, listen to what I'm saying. The Vatican is already have contact with alien beings. UFOs are machines that the angels have, and they can disappear, they can move swiftly, they can reappear, they can walk this earth right now, and some of them are, because it's, you call it shaping, you call it body shaping. They can turn the, mm-hmm. they can shape their body into a human being, and they're walking mm-hmm. this earth right now. They're up in churches. Oh, my God. The demons is getting ready to possess the earth in its full capacity. But God says, out of all this, the promised seed promised that the Jewish people will have a last opportunity to preach the gospel for 7 years. And the 7 years, those that's left here after the rapture of the church will hear the gospel of the Hebrew race that will preach, save Jesus, him crucified, and he's coming back to set up the millennial kingdom. And Satan's head will be cast into the bottomless pit. I'm going to stop right there and come back with you later. He's going to be cast into the bottomless pit, and then his head is going to be smashed forever. He will be doomed into eternal destruction forever. He will never rise again. He done did all his rising for 6,000 years, and God said, that's enough. Mm-hmm. That was millennium. I'm going to give it to the saints of God. That's where we come in. Saints of God, born again believers, saved and sanctified, and have the love of God in their heart because they love everybody. One thing they don't love is sin. Okay, brother, you can have it. Take it on.
Amen. Ooh. Amen, Dr. Awesome. Amen. Amen. So we are approaching, amen, the return of our Savior. Amen. Christ gave John the Apostle the warning to give to the churches. This is what we're going to be doing. Amen. Until God either calls us home or until Christ returns, we're going to continue to warn the church about what's going on in this world. Amen. They are locking down. Amen. They're saying if you don't, in fact, I just shared with y'all the other week, my son, one of my sons, amen, you know, we hadn't really got to talk to him much. And, you know, we have family members that have taken the shot, amen. I don't agree with it. Amen. They actually told him on his job. They didn't give him no time. I think they said before the year was out, he had to get the shot or he wouldn't have a job. Amen. So he went on and got the shot because, you know, he has his apartment, he has his place. So, you know, he has to pay his rent, you know, his car note, his bills. Amen. We see the things that are going on. It's not going back to normal. They're not.
No.
They're not going to recant. They can't. Because why? Lucifer is in control of this world. He is the god of this world right now.
Yes,
he amen. He's ruled for the past 6,000 years. And the people who are rich, wealthy, who have sold their souls, they know this. And if they don't want their time shortened, they have to comply with what the devil tell them to do.
Yeah.
Amen. My brother came to me today and said the same thing. He said they just told him on his job, he don't get this out here soon, he's going to be fired. He's going to be let go. He can't work there no longer. He told me, he said he ain't getting the shot. Amen. Amen. To each his own. Amen. Amen. It's coming down, brother, and it's coming around. Amen.
Yes, it is.
And one of the old banks I used to work for, Citigroup, City Financial, I just saw it this morning. Shocked me. It said that they give their employees by the 14th of this month to get the jab, to get the shot. If they don't get the shot, they're going to give them a leave with no pay. And if by the way, to the end of January this month, 2022, to receive the shot,
they don't get the shot, they explicitly said they will be fired.
Lord,
so non-employment. So, you know, if you get fired, there's no unemployment. There's no pension. The only thing you can do is hope you got enough of your retirement saved up is withdraw your retirement. There's a penalty for withdrawing your retirement. Take your retirement out and do the best that you can. But this is the world that we're faced with. There have been so many police officers, firemen, people on every job is saying we are not taking the shot. In fact, overseas in Europe, from what I understand, they're rioting in some places. They're saying we're not getting the shot. There's a lot of companies and businesses that are going to suffer. Amen. Right now, my job, they're offering so much overtime. They're paying so much overtime. They're paying us double overtime. Saying if you come to work, we're not only going to pay you for the overtime, we're going to pay you double overtime because don't nobody want to work. And under these circumstances, they're just going to lose more and more people. The world is about to slip into chaos. Civil unrest is what's coming. And I'm going to tell you, we believe. We're not trying to say we know. We're not trying to predict. We're just trying to tell you what we believe according to the scripture, because the Bible says to watch. We believe that 2022, now the Bible says no man knows the day nor the hour. Now, when you talk about day and hour, that kind of that narrows it down. But it didn't say that we wouldn't know the season, that we couldn't possibly know the year or even the month. Amen. We believe that this year, we don't know for sure, but we do believe this year. Some say it's September this year. We don't know. We're not trying to predict, but I have heard that before. That I said, well, why? How did they say it's September this year? Well, the Feast of Trumpets, I believe, is what it's called. Amen.
Go ahead, bro.
September this year.
Tell it.
September this year. So you know what? Let me tell you something about God. God tells his – he warns his people. See, God gave who? Noah the warning. Amen.
Yes, sir.
He gave Enoch a warning. He warns his people. God talks to his people. See, the people who don't know is the people out there in the world. The people who are the Laodicean church, the church that's lukewarm, they don't know. But those of us that are hot, we are watching.
Come on.
We are watching. We are looking. Amen. So
amen,
even
brother.
Paul said, behold, I show you a mystery. But if you look at that word mystery in the Greek, which is mysterion, it means a secret. Behold, I show you a secret. Well, if it's a secret, somebody what knows the secret? Because if I got a secret to share with you, that means what? I know the secret. So the secret is not to the church of the believers. The secret is hidden from those that are lost, not to those that are saved. God has given it to us and revealed it to us. Why do you think Christ told John to watch? Tell the church to watch. We are watching. We are seeing the things that are going on in the world. This Bitcoin thing, I told y'all the other week, Bitcoin has their own ATM. I was shocked. I said, what? They got a machine. You can take your cash and coins and change it out for Bitcoin. Let me tell y'all, if they ain't the mark of the beast, you won't be able to buy nor sell without the mark. Now, the machine in Bitcoin ain't the mark of the beast. That's not what I'm saying. You won't be able to buy or sell with a credit card, a debit card, or cash no more. That is done. I told you I work for a financial institution for the bank, and we've been noticing that all the credit cards and debit cards stop at 2025. We're like, wait a minute. That's strange. 2025. So you count 2022, 23, 24, 25. Lord have mercy. We're just saying. We're just looking at this thing in amazement. And the reason that's amazement to us is because none of the pastors out here in the church are preaching it. I can sit there and have a conversation with a pastor and talk about the end time. He'll look at me like I'm crazy.
Crazy.
They don't want this to end because a lot of people in the Laodicean church, this is the last church, which is the church of Laodicea. If you know anything about the church of Laodicea, they were wealthy. They had money. They didn't have need of nothing. They were self-righteous. That's how the church is now. The church now, we got mega churches with minimum 2,000 membership, big time members in the church. We got business owners and entrepreneurs in the church paying big time money, telling the pastor. I remember I used to attend this church, pastor, what you need, what you want. Pastor houses, he living in the house that he ain't got to pay much rent, or maybe the house is, man, this is the rich church age.
Lord, Emerson.
Flying planes and jets and eating big dinners, buying big suits. And not, we got a church, we got pastors that drive Rolls Royces and Mercedes. I remember one of my friends, he was a minister over in Fort Worth, Texas. He was telling me about this pastor. He said, man, he got like an entourage. I said, entourage? What do you need an entourage for? You're a man of God. He ain't no rapper. He said, yeah, man, he said, got people to open the doors for. I said, bro, I don't need nobody to open my doors for me or to shine my shoe. I can do that on my own.
Come
but
on
we
now.
We are in the rich church age. The church is rich. People don't even know where we are. We are in the last church. Christ is about to come down and get the church. He's about to blow the trumpets of sound. About
Woo!
The trumpets about to sound, and the dead in Christ is about to rise
Woo!
Up out those graves.
Come on, bro.
We're about to go home, church.
That's right.
We're about to go home.
Go
and
home.
You got folks so in love with this world, they don't want to leave. They got nice houses, nice car. They dress nice. They smell good. Got a good job. Own a house over here, a house over there. They entrepreneur.
Come on,
the church
up.
Is living good. The church is eating good. We got pastors that got rings on everything. Oh, man, you ought to see them. Gator shoes. They eating steak, shrimp. They living good. This is the rich church age. And they don't even know that Satan has blinded them with the wealth of the world.
Lord,
my God. They can't even see it. They're so caught up into things. Amen. They're so caught
Amen.
Up in the materialistic world, this materialistic world. They love the world so much that they can't even see that Christ is about to come back and get the church. And it's going to be
come
so many folks that go to church, lukewarm people are going to be left right here on this planet.
Right here on earth.
Well, as
you got to
say, oh, my gosh, man. When the Holy and the church is gone, when Christ come back to get the church, and the Holy Spirit is just going to step back. He's going to be here. He's just going to step back and say, okay, there you go, Lucifer. And the man of sin is going to come on the scene.
Lord, have mercy.
And, man, let me tell you, if it wouldn't be for the two witnesses and the 144,000 ministry, Lord,
Woo!
Have mercy. Who would become
Thank
saved
you.
During the tribulation? Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you,
man,
Heavenly Father.
We don't have time to play anymore. All that you ain't got to do, oh, well, it's time to get it right and get ready.
Yeah.
Like the old school sites used to sing when I was a kid, get right, church,
you
and let's go home.
Get right.
Get right, church. See, I don't sing songs like that no more. And
no,
I couldn't
no.
understand, like, what do they mean, get right, church, and let's go home? Go home to my house? What they tell? No, they tell my get right church and let's go home there because they knew they song based off the prophecy that Christ was coming back to get the church. The church song about they want to go home and be with the Lord and Savior for all eternity.
Lord Jesus,
we got to get ready, church. And so now I'm gonna get into some more scriptures. Amen. I had to get on my soapbox a little bit, brother. Now I'm going to
get
to the scripture.
Go ahead, brother. That's good.
Amen. Now,
good.
Watch this. As I was saying to you, get right, church, and go home. Go over to Revelation, the 11th chapter.
Gotcha.
The 15th verse. Revelation 11th chapter. There we go. 11 and 15. Amen. Watch what it says. Watch this. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.
Woo!
Christ is the one, the seed that Satan was trying to stop. See, if he could stop Christ, Satan could have his way on this world forever. He could just rule
forever.
The evil. Mankind would just continue to be born into this sinful, evil world that just gets wicked and more wicked. Lord, have mercy. But
have
thank
mercy.
God for his grace.
Woo.
Thank God for his son.
his ultimate sacrifice that said, no, Satan, you're not going to rule for all eternity. See, God hates sin. And, man, you think that God is happy with what man is doing down here on the earth, mandatory, take a shot. If you don't, you ain't got no job. Amen. The brother was just assuring me earlier today that somebody took a shot. And they put a magnet on them, and the magnet stuck on their arm. And I heard that early, like last year. I'm like, what are they putting in the people that a magnet could stick on your arm? Lord, have mercy. Some don't sound
have
right,
mercy.
Family. And I'm not telling you not to take it. If you take it and you feel like you need it, amen, you go right. I'm not judging nobody. But what I
amen.
Am going to tell you is to make sure that your soul is right. See, that's the most
make
important
sure.
thing. Make sure your soul is right. Romans, the 10th chapter, verse
Come on,
9
preacher.
And 10. Make sure that when those trumpets sound, that you're going to rise with the dead, that you're going back to heaven with our Lord and Savior. Amen. That's what I'm mainly concerned about, where your soul going to rest and be for all eternity. Now, come with me to Galatians, the 3rd chapter, verse 16. We're going to see what it says. Galatians, the 3rd chapter, verse 16. It says, now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. Here we go. Oh, yes, sir. He had
go
not.
Ahead.
He said not. And to seed as of many, but as of one. And to thy seed, there it is, which is Christ.
Get it.
See, the seed, amen, was planted. Amen. And you can plant many seeds, but it's just that one particular seed. Amen. See, God had that seed that he was talking about was Christ. But the nation, amen, was what?
Amen.
What about the seed? He came through the tribe of Judah.
Yes, he did.
Lord have mercy. And we thank God for him. Now watch this. We're going to get a little bit more deeper into this thing, amen, before I have to get back over to the brother. Go with me over to Revelation, the 12th chapter. We got to talk about this tonight. Amen.
Right.
I didn't want to, but we just, because I'm not going to talk about the whole chapter, I'm going to stop, amen, but I just want to show you something about this seed from the beginning of the nation of Israel. And I showed you that in Genesis, I believe it's the 22nd chapter, verses 15 and 18, the birth of a nation. All the way up through the Great Tribulation. God is not through with Israel. Israel has 7 more years to minister to the world. Lord have mercy, man. Look here, you better hear us when we speak. This thing is about to come down. Make sure all these folks worried about this stuff, I ain't going to have no job. Man, look here. I've already told you the only way you're going to escape, the only way that you can escape what's about to happen, the wrath of the devil, is through salvation. That is the only way. You can go out and waste all your money and buy all the food and guns and bullets and bunkers, and you can go nuts trying to do like these other folks. These folks are scrambling out here. Man, I tell you, these folks are scrambling. These folks are buying stuff, buying alcohol, water. They buying up stuff, buying storages, sheds. Brother, I'm telling you, they done got so ridiculous. Me and my wife went to go look at some sheds the other month. Man, they got little sheds, and it went up to $5,000, $7,000. But little old buddy, I'm like, boy, these folks have lost their mind. I'm talking about sheds, bro. You used to get at $500 and $800, less than $1,000, maybe $1,500 at the most. Man, since this pandemic has kicked off, these sheds have went up. Especially, I don't know nowhere else, but in Texas, these sheds have went up in price. And then, like, man, they want for this little old thing. I'm like, man, I'm thinking about to keep my little raggedy shed I got.
Yeah, I'm telling you,
man, they pay all that money for some shit. They try to sell you on this, but man, we don't need all that. We just need something just to put our stuff in. That's all we need. But this pandemic has driven folks to madness. Folks is killing like crazy. Folks are stealing, killing, taking advantage of people. Man, I told you I work at the bank. Man, they are coming up with so many different ways to steal money from people. It's a shame.
Yes,
it's a
Lord.
Shame. It really is. Go with me. Come with me to Revelation 12 and 1. Come with me.
Got
Amen. Revelation 12 and 1. Let's see what it says.
It says, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Amen. Now, when I tell you that Revelation is a symbolic book, amen, it's something that you got to really study, because it'll throw you off when you get to reading some of these things. Because it said, amen, a woman clothed with the sun, the moon under her feet, and a head with a crown of 12 stars. You get like, man, well, I remember years ago, brother, when I first got saved in the early 2000s, reading the book of Revelation, I said, man, I better leave this stuff alone. It's some heavy stuff. And you but the last close the book. I was coming back some time later, man. It'll have you wondering what in the world you're reading, and then a beast, and then a serpent, a dragon. I'm like, man, what is this I'm reading? I said, bro, I have to come back and touch on this another time. But God is good, and He has blessed me to take studies and learn some. I learned about the book of Revelation, and I'm here to present it to you. We're here to share this information, this knowledge with you, so that you may know. Amen. You may know.
Amen.
And let me whip out my book. Amen. So I can get to make sure we got this right. Now, and let me open up my book and my notes. Amen. Have my little bookmark. There we go. All right. There we go. All right. Now, what I want to share with you is in the book of Revelation, there are six personages, six persons, six individuals in the book of Revelation, the 12th chapter. First, we have the woman clothed with the sun. Amen. Who does she represent? This is symbolic. She represents the nation of Israel. Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes,
then
sir.
Then we have the red dragon with seven heads and 10 horns. I'm going to explain to you what the seven heads and 10 horns are. Amen. This
Amen.
Is what? Satan himself, Lucifer, the devil, Satan himself. Amen. Then three, you have the man-child, which is who? Christ, Yeshua. He's our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. Then number four, you got Michael, the archangel. Yes, sir. You know, we hear about Michael, the archangel, a lot. We heard about him over in Daniel, talked about how he will stand up for the children. And we see that here in chapter 12 of Revelation, how he's going to stand up for the nation of Israel. And he's a powerful angel. He's also going to be the angel that's going to kick Lucifer, Satan, out of heaven, out of the second heaven. He's going to kick him down to earth. Now, remember, Revelation, the 12th chapter, really kicks off the first three and a half years of the tribulation. Amen. As you can see, when Satan's kicked down to earth, amen, some things begin to happen. And we know that chapter 13, the beast is what? He's mortally wounded, and which kicks off the last 3.5 years once Satan enters into him. Amen. So we know that.
Yes, sir.
Amen. So we're in the middle of the book right now. Amen. But we're going to come back. We're going to come to another chapter. But I got to share this seed with you. This is why I'm here. I want to share this seed with you. Amen. Amen. Then we have the beast out of the sea, which is who? The Antichrist.
Yeah.
And number six, the beast out of the earth is who? The false prophet. Amen.
Come on, preacher.
Now, some say that the sun is symbolic to represent Jacob, and the moon is symbolic to represent Rebecca. Amen. I'm just sharing that information with you. Amen. Doing some more research. Now, watch this. I also noticed this today in studying. Did you know that I believe in Revelation, the 20th chapter, verses 2 and 3, that angel that's going to lay hold of the devil has got to be Michael the archangel. I thought about that today, brother. You know why it has to be Michael?
Come on.
If you look at it, the one main confrontation that Satan always has with an angel is always who? It's Michael. He had the confrontation with him in the book of Jude. He has it in Revelation 12. And in Revelation, the 20th chapter, it don't say the name of who the angel is, but I'm more than willing to bet spiritually. My spiritual guess is that I'm willing to bet it has to be Michael the archangel. Because he's the one going to kick him down to earth. So he didn't kick him out of heaven. And he kicked him out of space to earth. And now he's going to put him down in the bottomless pit. Man, ain't that something.
Ain't that
For
something?
For 1,000 years. That's something, doctor. Amen.
That's pop.
So, amen, I want to share that with you. Amen, before I turn it back over to the brother. Revelation, let's go through Revelation real quick, just a few scriptures. Revelation
12:1. So I read that to you. We broke down that. Amen. Now I want to share this. Now I want to share this with you because there's a lot of false religions out there. The Roman Catholic Church, did you know they identify this as Mary? This is where, and I used to hear about this. It's called the mystery of the Immaculate Conception. I used to hear that. I never knew what that meant until I was got to study. I'm like, this is what they're talking about, because I always wonder why the Catholics, they always worship the Virgin Mary. They always talk about the Virgin Mary, the Virgin Mary. Well, this is not who this is. This is actually, this is a symbolic representation. The woman is actually the nation of Israel and not Mary. Amen. I've heard that. Amen.
Amen,
so this, amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So if you remember that she was human and she was a sinner, so she's not some type of spiritual entity like an angel or anything, but people actually worship Mary. I find that very strange. I used to hear that every time since I was a kid. And you go to the scripture of Luke, the first chapter, verse 47, and where Mary says, God is my Savior. So that tells you that she has what? She needs to be saved. She's a sinner. She's a human just like we are, and she should be admired above Christ. Amen. All glory be to God. Yeah, I saw that. I was like, man, what are these folks talking about? So the interpretation of this woman is not Mary. It is Israel, of the nation of Israel. So somebody tried to teach you that. That is incorrect teaching. Amen. So what I'm going to do, because I wasn't going to go too far, amen, in Revelation 12 and 16, I want to leave the brother some space to speak. Amen. So let me just cover just a few things. Let me see if I can quickly cover this. Amen. So I want to tell you who's about the seven heads. Well, I may leave that to the brother, but I got that here in one of my notes in my book.
Ahead,
amen.
About
the seven, amen. The seven different kingdoms, and the last kingdom is the we talked about, the mystery Babylon. So yes, seven kingdoms. I have it over here in my book. Let me cover that part, and we'll come in. Let's do that, because I don't want to take up too much. So let's do that.
Go ahead, yeah, teach it.
Amen. Amen, doctor. So, verse 3. I'm gonna read verse 2, and then I'm gonna cover verse 2. I'm gonna come back. And verse 2 of Revelation, the 12th chapter, says, and she being with child cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. Who was she delivering? Amen. Come on now. Our Lord and Savior. That's who she was delivering, with that seed. Hey, the nation of Israel had birthed the seed through the Holy Spirit in Mary. Amen. Birthed
Come
the seed. All glory be to God. Amen. Thank God for his son and his obedience. Amen. Remember that God, just like Abraham, because Abraham did what? He did not withhold his son because of his love for God. Amen. And God returned the favor through the seed of Israel, through this nation of Israel, and gave us a Savior that we needed so that our sins may be forgiven and that we may receive eternal life. And I'm going to read verse 3, and I'm going to shut it down. Verse 3 says, and there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having seven heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. Amen. So let's go ahead and find out who this is. Amen. So we know the red dragon in verse 3 is who? Is Satan, Lucifer, the fallen angel, the fallen one, the fallen angel himself. The seven heads represent the seven world kingdoms of the past, from Assyria, Babylon, Greece, Rome, Egypt, Media, Medo Persia, and a government of the Antichrist is the seventh. Amen. Because I always wonder, well, who's the seventh? It's when the tribulation kick off. That is the seventh. The final seven head. Amen. The ten horns. Now I would tell you this. I'm gonna turn to the brother. Amen. These nations have always used a system, which is the Babylonian system, which still is used today. Amen.
Amen.
And these evil seven world powerful governments have all come to pass, and they have all fallen. So just like they have fallen, this world government system that's all that's coming together, you're about to have a one world government. What do you think about this? What do you think this COVID was? This was to bring together this one world mandate. This is why the whole world is mandating you what? Take this shot. Word the man.
Yes.
Remember that, brother? First they said, they came light
yes.
with it. Word the man.
Yes.
And they said, no, then Lucifer said, now we got to come with something harder. We got to show them what's coming. Now we went from the mask. Now we need you to what? Take the shot. And if you don't take the shot, you won't have a job. You won't be able to buy or sell. Oh, or something even worse is coming. The next 3.5 years, Lord have mercy. What's coming? The mark of the beast. Go ahead, brother, and take it away.
Oh, man, you awesome. You awesome. You brought it right on down on Main Street. I mean, the lights are on. I mean, if you can't understand that, you got a problem. You know, I can go to a rocket scientist.
Amen.
He could understand what the word of God is talking about exactly on the toe. And all this is going on now. What they planning to do, the Illuminatis and the Luciferians and the demonic demons and the fallen angels and all the cohorts of Satan, because he know this is the last time. This is the time is running out. We ain't only got a few more years. You know, we only got maybe about a year before the church is raptured up. And just like the brother said, I don't know what day or what hour. But I tell you one thing, God got a system. Oh, good God Almighty. I say God got a system, and the system is on time. And that's the seventh
Amen.
Feast day, the seventh feast day. And four of them feast days have been fulfilled on time. There's three more left. And that can only happen, the Feast of the Trumpets, Feast of Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and the Feast of Tabernacle. And now we're in that area. And it can only happen in the fall months. Woo! Because the resurrection, burial, death, and resurrection happened in the early spring or late spring. So now it's time for harvest. And harvest represent bringing in the seed. Go out in the field between September and October and get all the fruit that has been grown for four months. And after you hit the 4 months, they tell me there's a thing called gleaning. Gleaning means what's left over, you go and get the rest of it. That's gleaning. That's cleaning up what's left from the harvest. Now,
Amen.
The rapture of the church is the simplify of gathering in the sheep, bringing in the harvest. And after the church is raptured up, we get the gleaning. And Israel is going to do the gleaning because, as the Bible tells me, after 144,000 get through preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and after the two witnesses preach the gospel of the kingdom, they tell me John looked over the mountain and said, wait a minute, I can't understand. Oh, the church is gone. Now, where did these come from? And John said, I see a number that no man can number, as many as the sands of the sea. And one of the elders said, where did these come from? And who are they? They said, don't you know? No, I don't know. Who are they? They're the tribulation saints. These are the saints. These are the people that were left on earth, but they got converted under the gospel of the Jewish nation, because God said before the end of time, I'm going to send 144,000. And it's not Jehovah's Witness. It's not no Baptist. It's not the Presbyterian. It's not the Church of God in Christ. It's not the Illuminati. It's not the secret society. It's not no man-made organization. It's God's anointing to preach the gospel to the world, to let the world know for the last time. Because this is the prime of the Gentiles has been fulfilled. Now the Jews come. And when the Jews come, they will preach for 3.5 years. And in the middle of the 3.5 years, they tell me there's going to be an awful war in heaven. You talking about galactic war? You talking about star war? You talking about some space battle that men have been putting on TV for the last 40 and 50 years about the UFO entity? Well, that's no fantasy. That's real. That's real. And it's coming to pass. And when it comes to pass, it's in the middle of the tribulation. The brother mentioned old Michael. Michael's going to fight against the dragon and his angels. And his angels is not going to prevail in the first and second heaven, because the first and second heaven is where he at now. He's the prince power of the air. He's ruling in high places. He's in the government.
Amen.
He's in the church. He's and everywhere. There's nowhere that Satan, anytime you see confusion and killing and murdering and raping, Satan is there. Good God Almighty. So now the world is covered with sin and man is lying in sin. And the only way that man can be brought out of sin is you got to talk to the promised seed. And the promised
That's
seed
right.
took 4,000 years to get here. When he got here, he didn't come down here to play bingo. He didn't come down here to say, patty cake, bake that man. He didn't come down here for no nursery rhyme. He come down here to die for my sins and your sins. He come down here to be crucified. He come down here to get his heel bruised. He come down here to love and show his love that God has for the world. And he stayed here 33 and one half years. And the seed went on back to heaven and said, I'm coming back. I'm coming back. I'm not coming back in a manger. I'm coming back in power and in great glory. And when I come back, I'm going to remove the church. I'm going to remove the church. I'm going to remove the body of Jesus Christ. Woo!
Right.
And let me tell you something. All your good works, you can be the goodest person in the world. Let me tell you, all your so-called works that you're doing is like filthy rags. The only way
That's right.
that you can please God, first, you got to accept him as Lord and Savior. You got to be bound again. You got to be changed from darkness into the light. And the world is saying now, I got my own religion. Well, the religion is damning folks' souls right now because religion is not the way to salvation. Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation. When he hung, oh, did he hang? He hung on Calvary's cross. And he stayed up there 6 long hours. And when you looked at him, they couldn't even recognize him. And he called out and said, my God, why hast thou? He said, Father, receive my spirit. And he dropped his head and died. He went down and cleaned out the apartments of paradise and took all the saints of the Old Testament saints. He took them all out. When he took them all, he unhandcuffed them. How did he do it? He took the handcuffs out of him because Judaism could not save man. Animals cannot save man. The blood
Amen.
Of animals and goats could not save man. But Jesus took the cuffs out of the Old Testament. Good God Almighty. And then when he came out of the grave, he had the key of death and hell. And he told him now, I got power to save you. What? My soul. My soul is the only thing I got that will last
right.
forever. And it's a sad thing for a person to live on this planet and reject Jesus Christ, the promised seed, then die and go to hell. It won't be nobody's fault but yours. Because let me tell you, broad is the way. Broad is the way that leadeth into destruction. And
That's
many
right.
going in. Many folks are going to hell. It's not. I'm not jumping up and down and saying this, but it's in the Bible. And if it's in the Bible, I got to say it. It don't sound good, but let me tell you, Jesus Christ, the promised seed, took his own blood. And it had to be God's blood because our blood is sinful. We some mean people.
Right.
We can get mean. We can get sassy. We can get hard-headed. We can curse God and use his name in vain. We can lie.
Mm.
We can steal. We can whoremonger. We can prostitute. We can go lesbianism. We can go homosexual. We can go every wicked deed that the devil can bring at it. We have become. But Jesus Christ said, I can save your soul from all the sins and the degradation that the devil can bring. And the world says, uh-oh, I love sin. I love to lie.
Mm-hmm.
I love to commit adultery. I just love my women. Man, I love my women. I don't care if there's
mm-hmm.
a hell or not. I'm going to get my sex. I'm going to get my
right.
my feel. I'm going to get my little cookies. I'm going to get everything I can because I know, when I die, if I go to hell, hey, hallelujah. But it's the opposite because if you die, and your soul is not saved by the
mm-hmm.
blood of Jesus Christ, you are going to hell. And I say that in love. I say that in not resentment because I don't want you to go. I don't want you to have to suffer in a lake of fire that burns
That's right.
with brimstone I don't want you to go that route. And going to church is good, but don't depend upon going to church to save your soul. It takes the blood
Amen.
Of Christ. The blood of Christ, my brother. Mr. Pimp, it's the blood of Christ. The prostitute, it's the blood of Christ. If you want to come out
That's
of
right.
it, if you want to stop drugs, if you want to stop all that foolishness and think that when the rapture of church come, that you're going to go to heaven, no, you won't. You won't make it. Not because of what you don't done, but because you refuse to repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says,
right.
thou shalt be. You got to believe that God is Jesus Christ in the flesh, that he died and rose again. And when he rose again, he opened a fountain filled with blood that flows from Emmanuel's vein. If the sinner fall beneath the flow, lose all his guilt to stain. So you got to come under the flow of the blood of Jesus Christ and let the Lord sanctify your soul from sin, death, hell, and the grave. Because it's going to get bad after a while. The grocery store shop it's going to be closed down. Because when these folks get off their job and trucks are not moving across the highway, come on, and they're not driving because they refuse to get the shot. The post office
come
closed.
On,
the bank closed. The hospitals can't go in the hospital. No, you ain't coming up in here. No, you can't. If you come up in here, we're going to give you a shot. No, if you don't want a shot, then you're going to have to die on the sidewalk somewhere. But I tell you what, I ain't worried about dying. Because if you die in Jesus Christ, there's a better place than here. There's a happier place than here. And that place is a glory to be with Jesus Christ. And I'm looking for him. I'm hoping for him. And if I was you tonight, wherever you are, whoever you are, where are you going? If your preacher ain't preaching from Genesis to Revelation, and especially coming out of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, the crucifixion, and coming on backing it up with Jude, and come on in there with James, come on in there with 1 and 2 Timothy, and then end up at the book of Revelation where God said, whoever readeth this book and do the sayings in this book, he said, happy he will be. See, you got to read the word of God. You got to believe what the word of God said. Because there's not only that, and I'm going to give it over to the brother, and he can close out. We got about 8 minutes. When the Bible says, in the last day, just before Christ raptures the church, just before Christ comes back and sets his foot on top of Mount of Olives, he said there's going to be a war in the land. War is getting ready to break out in China, in Russia,
That's
in
right.
Israel. War is coming. Gog and Magog is setting up.
Median
Persian Empire, those ancient cities, those ancient countries, those ancient empires has the same old ancient spirits that dwelt in the day of early time. They are still roaming this earth. And the world hates the Jews, the promised seed. Why do they hate the Jews? They hate the Jews because the promised seed came from the Jews.
Amen.
And the enemy of the Jew, the enemy of the Jew is the Gentile nations. The Gentile nations are paganism. They are controlled
right.
by the devil. The devil don't like salvation through the cross. He hates the cross.
Right.
He denies the cross. He makes fun of the cross. They abominable the cross. They say there ain't nothing to the cross. But the devil knows the cross is the only way that
That's
man
it.
Can be reconciled back to God.
Come on.
And the world saying, the heck with that. Over 3,000 kinds of religion, and none of them claim the blood of Christ.
That's right.
There's over 30,000 different kinds worldwide, and all of them are serving paganism. The Illuminati, the secret society, the masonry, all these united, what? The secret society is a conglomerate of all the work of evil spirits and doctrines of devils. And the devil is whoring up all these spirits and getting ready to start a war in the Middle East. That's what's coming. The Antichrist, and I'm going to give it to the brother. Got 5 minutes. The Antichrist now is alive. Is alive. Is alive. And he's waiting for the moment for the church to be excommunicated and meet the Lord in glory, and then he's going to rise, and the world is right for it. They're looking for it. Ah, 1 minute. All the superheroes that you see on your TV set today is an illustration of what Satan is trying to do. He's going to be a superhuman man. He's going to be devil and man. He's going to be devil in man. And he is going to have more power, listen to me, more power than all the dictators that ever was being in the whole time of 6,000 years. Nobody is going to be able to withstand him and overcome him. Only one man. Good God Almighty. Brother, you can have it. Only one man. And that one man is the promised seed. Jesus
Christ.
All his wicked angels. God bless you, brother. Take it on in.
God bless you, doctor. Amen. That was awesome. Amen. Amen. Again, if you want to know how you can escape this, amen, that's the thing that's coming to the world. The world is in sorrow right now. A lot of people don't want to take the shot. It's just going to get worse. We've been saying that since this kicked off 2 years ago. It's about to get worse. You think this is something? This ain't nothing. Man, people about to lose everything. The FEMA camps. Amen. They got the buildings, the old Walmart buildings ready. Amen. If I had a little bit more time, I'd go into debt.
I know
but
you would.
Man, let's say right now. Amen. We'll be back on tomorrow. And we are kicking off this thing in Revelation. Amen. We cover some of the first chapter of Revelation. We're going to give a little bit more in depth. We're going to do this thing until we can't do it no more. We want to warn the people. Let your family, your friends know, those who want to know, because people are looking for answers. Let me tell you, the only answer that you're going to get is in this book called the Bible, the Word of God. That's the only answer. There is no answer. Your government is the answer, obviously. So now the people of the world finally see the government, which is wicked and evil and controlled by Lucifer, Satan himself, has never been on your side. Your government has now sold you out to the devil, because why? All along, they've been walking hand in hand with the devil, because they have to, because Satan is the ruler of this world. Amen.
Yes, he is.
So
yes, sir.
It ain't your government ain't got the answer. Your guns that you got stocked up, all your bullets ain't the answer. Amen. Your food ain't the answer. Your job,
no,
all your money in the bank, because now all these folks that got all this money in the bank, they're about to lose their money if they don't get their money out the banks fast enough. All this money
come
you got sitting in the bank. So once they shut that bank down, amen. I told you about that old lady told me in 2019. She told me this in 2019 that the governments have a law that people don't even know about, that they can take your money. They can shut down
yes,
the bank and their money. And your money is yours. Your money belongs to them. So if you got millions of dollars in the bank, you ain't going to be able to take all that millions of dollars out to and then go to a Bitcoin machine and put all your money in there. You better do something fast. Amen. This stuff about to come down. So let me tell you, just like a light switch comes on and off, just like you flip a switch, that's it. It's over with. So let me tell you, only way you're going to be able to escape this is Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10. And the only way that you can escape what's coming to this world is the blood of Christ. The blood of Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
That's
brother.
It. And the way that you can receive salvation, yes, sir, doctor, you better know it. The only way that you can escape is Romans, the verses 9 and 10. And this is what it says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that Yahweh hath raised him from the dead,
come on, preacher,
thou shalt be saved. Only through Yahshua can you receive this salvation. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That is the only way. It's through the rapture, through the gathering together of the saints. When the trumpets blow, we are out of here. Before this thing gets bad, before the storm comes. See, the storm ain't coming. So you know how you can look in the distance and you see a storm coming? See, we can look in the distance and we see the storm coming. But before the storm gets here, we're going to be out of here. Family, you are royalty. I am Royalty. Me and the brother will be back on tomorrow night. We love each and every one of you all. You have a blessed and wonderful night. We're going to be back on tomorrow. We're going to kick this thing out. We just getting started. We're going to warn the world. We're going to do what we can.
Amen.
Amen, bro, to let everybody know. If you want to escape the madness that's coming, Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10.
Yeah.
Believe with, confess with your mouth and believe with your heart. The Bible says you shall be saved. And
be
you
saved.
Will escape this evil that's coming on this planet. God bless you. We love you. And have a good night. We'll see y'all tomorrow night.